Shabbat Shalom. I want to begin by reading three verses. Then Moses and Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, and 70 elders of Israel ascended. And they saw the God of Israel. Under God's feet there was the likeness of a pavement of sapphire, like the very sky for purity. Yet God did not raise God's hand against the leaders of the Israelites. They beheld God, and they ate and drank. Now, just last week, we were at Mount Sinai. The mountain shook. Clouds came in. We saw thunder. We heard lightning. God spoke through fire. The Midrash even tells us that the very mountain was lifted up and held over our heads. That's when we get the Ten Commandments. And today, we get Moses, Aaron, Nadav, Avihu, 70 leaders of Israel, experiencing God, calm, pure, on a road of blue sapphires as pure and clear as the sky. And they sit down and they have lunch together. They have a nice meal. So how do we go from one to the other? How do we go from the scary God of a shaking mountain to the peaceful God of a calm blue sky? There are two words in the middle that get us there. Two words after the Ten Commandments are given, after the long list of this week's laws are given, the people Israel say to God, Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will listen. The rabbis tell us that this means what they said, what they meant by this acceptance was, we know we don't yet know all of the things you, God, will require of us. We know we don't yet know it all, but we will do them. And then we will listen, and we will keep learning what those things are. We accept this covenant with you, this agreement, this relationship, even though we don't know all the details. That's how much we trust and love you. We put ourselves in your hands, God. And then God changes from speaking out of fire, out of thunder and lightning, into a calm, peaceful blue sky that we get to sit down and have a meal with. And I think that this is a clue for us. A clue for us on how to live our lives. Because when we look at the world, we see a scary place, a shaking mountain. We see uncertainty. We see fire, lightning. But the Parsha is telling us that when we take that uncertainty and say, but God, we believe in you, God, we trust you, God, we're going to do our best to know you, then once in a while, we get to go up the mountain and get a glimpse of God as a clear blue sky, get a glimpse of a calm world in which all of us can sit down and have a meal together. So our challenge this Shabbat is to think, to challenge ourselves. How can we give ourselves more to God? How can we see God better? How can we know God better? How can we get ourselves to the calm blue sky of sapphires? Shabbat Shalom.